Joy to the world. A beloved Christmas carol by Isaac Watts. It's a favorite of ours throughout the entire year, not just at Christmas. We sing Joy to the World often as a family, reminding us and celebrating and worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ. The opening line of that song, Joy to the World, why? The Lord has come. And that sets the stage for all that follows. As what follows in that Christmas song is an explanation of the grace and the goodness and the glory of God. As that song unfolds and reveals to us, all of this grace and glory and goodness is because the Lord has come. Christ is here. There is certainly a wealth of truth in this carol, worthy of our meditation and worship this evening. But I'm going to hone in on one single phrase that is at the close of verse 3. Watts writes, "He comes to make His blessings flow," and here's the phrase, "far as the curse is found." Far as the curse is found. Far as the curse is found. Repetition is a meaningful way to emphasize. And surely Watts meant to emphasize that phrase. Far as the curse is found. That far is how far He comes to make His blessings flow. To flow. So that phrase bears much, much significance and is a cause of much, much joy to the world. And it seems to me that this verse leaves us with a few questions that must be answered. So that's what we'll do as we worship and meditate on these, on this carol together. What is the curse? Far as the curse is found. What is that? How far? How far is the curse found? And how does He make His blessings flow in such a way as to overtake the borders of the curse, to reach as far as and even flow? Flow. Not just touch, but flow. Far as the curse is found. The curse refers to the effects of the fall of man in Genesis 3. In Genesis 1 and 2, we find man and woman, Adam and Eve, living in paradise, in complete harmony and communion with the Lord, daily in His presence, in a state of tranquility and peace that encapsulates all of creation, everything that they know and experience and touch and see and taste. It's all peace. God looks over all that He has made and He calls it good. Imagine God calls it good. And then in chapter 3, the unthinkable happens. Adam and Eve doubt God. Adam and Eve attempt to one up on God. Adam and Eve believe the lie that they actually do not need God. That in fact, they can be like God. And in one dreadful, horrendous act of rebellion against their loving Creator, Adam and Eve sin against God. In that moment, something cataclysmic took place that sent reverberations and shockwaves throughout all of creation, even to the ends of time. We call it the fall. Sin entered in and brought with it death and destruction and suffering and chaos and corruption. The image of God in man was corrupted. Everything jarred and tilted, out of sync, out of place. Creation became marred. Beauty was stricken. And man fell from his state of communion with God to total separation and death apart from God. This is what the curse is. It is the result of the presence of sin. And the effects of sin is that nothing in all of creation is left untouched. Nothing is left unmarred. Nothing is left without corruption. The curse extends to everything and everyone. The curse is sin's universal corruption of all things that God called good is now corrupt. Now we approach verse 3 of joy to the world. And we want to know, how far is the curse found and how does he come to make his blessings flow that far so as to overtake the curse? That's what Christ does in his coming. He overrides the curse. He reverses the curse. He undoes the curse. He takes away. He removes. He corrects where Adam erred. Now that's worth our meditation this evening. And so since Watts says it three times, far as the curse is found, let's quickly see three places where the curse has extended and where Christ overtakes it. Number one, far as the curse is found in creation itself, the material, the physical creation. The curse is found in all of creation. Thorns and thistles are a result of the curse. Natural disasters are a result of the curse. Creation itself, the heavens and the earth, are being fashioned by the Creator. They have a sense that they are lying under a blanket, a cloak, a fog of sin, of darkness. Creation is meant to shine forth the glory and the brilliance of God. And even though it does now to a degree, it begs to do more. Creation begs to do what it's meant to do. To reflect, to magnify the worth and the treasure and the beauty of God. It begs to shine. It begs to reflect the glory without the haze of sin, without the fog, without the mist, without the corruption, without the jilt and out of sync. Listen to Romans chapter 8, verses 19 through 22. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revelation of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself, listen to this, will be set free from its bondage to corruption. That's as far as the curse is found. In all of creation, everything that's created by God has now been tainted by, marred by, corrupted by sin. It says creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. So creation itself is longing to break free and really shine the glory of God. As breathless as gazing in the stars or gazing at the insides of a leaf, as mesmerizing as it can be for us to look at creation now, it longs to break forth and really show us the glory of God. For we know, Paul continues in this text, for we know that the whole creation, heavens and earth, has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. How far does the curse go? To the whole of creation. The whole of creation. So he comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found. So how does Christ make his blessings flow far as the curse is found to all of creation, the whole of creation? Well, we find that work being completed. I'll read you this text in Revelations chapter 21, verses 1 through 5. Listen to this. This is Christ making his blessings flow far as a curse is found. Then I saw a new heaven, that's creation, and a new earth, that's creation. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. Correcting what Adam lost. Far as the curse is found. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more. Neither shall there'll be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. For the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Far as the curse is found. Secondly, far as the curse is found in its effects, in its devastating effects. The curse not only extends to all of creation, but its effects are equally damaging and destructive as its extensive reach. It not only reaches to every facet of creation, but it cuts deep, dark wounds along its path. The most corrupting effect of the curse is death. And death touches every one of us, each and every one of us. Even Christmas becomes difficult to celebrate with death. It cuts deep. Listen to Romans 5:12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, Adam, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all sinned. How far did the curse extend? To every single man. Because every single man sins. In Adam we fell So how does Christ come? How does Christ come to make His blessings flow as far as the curse is found in its effects? Namely, death. How does Christ come then to make His blessings flow that far? Well, I just read verse 12 from Romans 5. Listen to verses 15 through 17 of Romans 5. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result, the effect of that one man's sin, which was death. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more flowing will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. He comes to make His blessings flow far as the curse is found. Far as the curse is found in its effects. He reverses death with eternal life. And lastly, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, one more, far as the curse is found. And I pray as we sing this, we're going to sing this song in just a minute. And as you sing it from now on, when you hit that third verse, and you're repeating, far as the curse is found, I want you to remember how much His blessings flow. Far as the curse is found. This third one may surprise you. We've talked about far as the curse is found in the whole of creation. Far as the curse is found in its effects, the result. There is a place that the curse reaches that is even farther. Even farther than all of creation, because it extends beyond the temporal of creation into the eternal. There is a place the curse reaches that is even darker than the sting and the curse of death. This place is far from our grasp. It is out of our control. It is deeper in iniquity than we could ever imagine. The cloak that wraps around creation, the cloak of darkness, has its source or its origin around this place. It is a black hole that cannot be filled or satisfied by anything in this world or in this life. It is the throne room. It is the throne room of the curse, the birthplace, the origin from where the curse came into the world. It is the dead, fallen, human heart. The darkest of all places of creation. When man fell and we spiritually died, that death originated in our hearts. And our hearts are corrupt beyond our imagination. Hating and despising the things we should love and loving and adoring the things we should hate and believing that anything but God is more satisfying than God. Listen to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. This is the truth of God's word. The heart is deceitful above all things. The heart is deceitful above all things. That's how far the curse is found. In the very depths of our being, in our very souls, in our very hearts, the curse is there. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately, Jeremiah says, desperately sick. How did that happen? The fall. Sin corrupted, marred, killed, choked. And it says, who can understand it? So how does Christ come and make His blessings flow that far? Far enough to flow, over a dead heart and bring it to life. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 28, Jesus, in instituting the Lord's Supper, lifts up the cup and says, "For this is my blood of the new covenant." Amazing words. An absolute turning point, shift in God's redemptive history when Christ said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Now, what is the new covenant? What does that mean? It is the promise of God in Deuteronomy 36, in Jeremiah 31 and 32, in Ezekiel 11 and 36 of, guess what? A new heart, far as the curse is found. Jeremiah 17 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick." That's as far as the curse could possibly go, to the depths of the human soul. In Jeremiah 31, 32, God says, "I will give them a new heart that they may love the Lord their God with all their heart." God in grace, based on the finished work of Christ as our substitute, would take out, Ezekiel says it this way, "I'm going to take out their heart of stone and I'm going to give them a heart of flesh that they may love me, the Lord, with all their heart." Far as the curse is found. If all this be true, and it is, that Christ has come to make His blessings flow, that this is Christmas. This is Christmas. He comes to make His blessings flow. Far as the curse is found in all creation. Far as the curse is found in its effect of death. Far as the curse is found in the depths of the dark, dead, fallen, cold, stone, sin-wrecked human heart and makes it alive. Then truly Christmas is the right time for us to sing joy to the world.